a dance lesson at St. Petersburg's Imperial Vladimir Palace. There are around 50 people here in the ornate wood-paneled room learning the steps. They are dressed to look like 19th century Russian royalty, wearing red silk beaded gowns with traditional headdresses, gold and fur-trimmed coats, embroidered cotton shirts, and leather boots. But despite appearances, most of the people at this Russian-themed ball are American. The Iron Curtain may no longer be separating the West from the East, but when it comes to U.S.-Russian relations, things still aren't easy. Stereotypes from the Cold War persist. Rachel Neal, who was on the exchange program just last year, experienced that firsthand.
My own family was very against me learning Russian, especially wanting to come live here or even study abroad here. I guess to put it into a little bit of context, my family was more scared about me living in St. Petersburg, Russia, than me living in a third world country if I were to join the Peace Corps. And I believe they really fall into the ideological pit of just Russia is a bad place, Russians are bad people.
Rachel is originally from a rural part of Florida, she says, but she fell in love with Russian literature and culture and worked to save up money to study abroad. Now that she's graduated, Rachel is working as an English teacher in Moscow. For many of the alumni here, the program was their first experience of Russia or of the Soviet Union at the time. And for many of them, the experience started off their careers as diplomats in the region, as Russia analysts or journalists reporting on and from Eastern Europe.
Isn't it a little bit like celebrating your parents' 50th wedding anniversary?
The program's anniversary gives the around 60 alumni taking part a chance to celebrate Russian culture with dance performances, lunches, and excursions, and to reminisce about their experiences on the exchange. One of those looking back here is John Byerly. He's now retired but worked as a U.S. diplomat for 30 years. He was U.S. ambassador to Russia from 2008 to 2012. He says the time on the exchange was life-changing for him.
After about 3 or 4 months of living in the Soviet Union in Leningrad in 1976 and seeing the incredible political paradoxes, a country with a world-class space program and nuclear weapons to rival our own, and yet there were long lines on the streets of people to buy bananas or toilet paper. And the political paradoxes of the country to me were fascinating.
Like many longtime Russia observers here at the CIEE anniversary, Byerly is concerned about the current state of U.S.-Russian relations.
Well, U.S.-Russia relations right now are in a very tough spot. We don't have a lot of trust between Washington and Moscow, and we don't have a lot of contact between Washington and Moscow. We're in a pretty deep hole right now. And I think the best thing that both countries can do is to stop digging.
He says part of the reason for the current freeze in relations is that neither side has quite forgotten the past.
It was only in the last 50 or 60 years, during the Cold War, that we were these intense ideological rivals. That historically is the exception, not the rule, but it's what everyone remembers.
Jill Doherty, a global fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center, agrees. She was in St. Petersburg in 1969 and in 1971 on the CIEE exchange program. Then, she says, relations between the U.S. and the Soviet Union were more clear-cut. Now, falling back on the black and white paradigms of the Cold War is simply easier for many Americans, including U.S. politicians.
In fact, I hear sometimes members of Congress who say, Soviet Union, oops, I mean Russia, because people remember that. That's where we all come from. But that's not the reality right now. And now, Russia is it's a modern country that's still trying to define itself. It is a much more complicated place.
Everyone here, including Jill Doherty, thinks that exchange programs like CIEE are crucial to improving U.S.-Russian relations in the long term.
You have young Americans who are going to Russia, who are meeting Russians personally, who are being exposed on an academic basis to Russian culture, Russian history. And this is not some type of airy-fairy thing. Culture plays a big role in this society, language, culture, and history. And if you ignore that or you're ignorant of it, you will not understand what Vladimir Putin is even saying.
Despite the current freeze in U.S.-Russian relations, the word optimism was on everyone's lips during the celebrations. And looking at the alumni's faces during the ball, as they were treated to excerpts from Russian opera, it was easy to see the one thing the CIEE organizers said they hope students take away from the exchange: a love for Russia. Emily Sherwin, DW, Moscow.